Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Andrea D.
My name is Andrea D., and I am a recovering alcoholic. My sobriety date is October 23rd, 2005. Going to have to bear with me. I'm kind of nervous tonight. This is my first time speaking. but I love talking about myself, so it should be easy. Let's see. I guess I have 10 minutes, so I guess I can start out by telling you guys a little bit about myself. This is my first time to this meeting, and I don't really recognize anybody here. So I was born and raised in San Diego. I was first introduced to the program of AA when I was 15. That was my first drunk. And my father dropped me off at an old men's meeting. And they welcomed me in with open arms. And I did that for about a week. And then I put on the happy face and told my parents that I was cured. I continued to drink throughout high school. By the grace of God, I graduated with honors, went to college, and then dropped out of college because by then my alcoholism had become full-blown. By the age of, well, in 2001, I was diagnosed with operable cancer and had surgery, and that's when my alcoholism took a turn for the worse. I still had the job, I had the place, you know, I had the money, I had everything I thought that would make me happy. I guess the love just wasn't there. I just didn't love myself. From early childhood, I had a lot of abandonment issues, trust issues. I didn't know what they were. I just knew that drinking just made it all feel a lot better, just made it all go away. October, God, it's only been 1 minute.
Damn it.
In 2004, my parents approached me about getting help again. So I went to a Monday night AA meeting in Claremont, and that is where I met a woman who just had this bright light about her. And she right away came up to me and hugged me and said, "Welcome home." And I didn't quite know what that meant yet. I knew I had a problem at that point. I was still a little bit in denial, but I just wanted to get the family and friends off my back. So I figured, okay, I could fake this for a little bit. And I figured AA would teach me how to drink right. So that night I stayed for the meeting, and immediately after the meeting I asked this woman to be my sponsor. And that was the last time I saw her. That was the last time that I went to a meeting. A couple months later, a long time later, about 10 months later, October 22nd of 2005, I was on a one-week binge of drinking and drug using. My drinking had led me to poor judgment of people, things, and eventually led me into drug using. And anyway, so I got very drunk and very ill, and I wasn't taking care of myself, and my health was deteriorating, and I ended up in the hospital. And on the morning of October 23rd, 2005, I awoke to a doctor, my mother, and the general manager of the company that I worked for. And my mother looked at me and she asked me if I was done yet. And it was definitely a God thing, because I broke down in tears, and she hadn't seen me cry in so long. And it was a good thing. Now I can't stop crying. I cry all the time. But I broke down with her, and I told her, yes, I was done. And that was definitely my higher power working. The only thing I could think of is at that point, I was not only morally but spiritually just bankrupt. And my general manager of the company I had worked for so many years was there, and his mother was in the program as well. He's not, but his mother was. So he knew what was going on with me, and he was there as support. And lucky for me, I've had luck on my side very much. Lucky for me, he told me to take as much time as I needed and to get well and to come back. I would still have a job. And so I took him up on that offer, and I detoxed at my parents' house for 3 days, which was horrible. It was the most horrible 3 days of my life. While I was drinking, when I first started drinking, I thought that I can control it, of course, but I don't quite know where the point was where I passed the point of no control. You know, I first went out to drink socially, then every now and then I'd drink at home by myself, and it was okay, I could put the drink down. But then it became to where I had to drink every day. If I wasn't drinking, I would shake. And I'm young. I'm still young, but I was young at the time, and I didn't understand what the shaking was. I figured I was just a nervous person. I didn't understand. it wasn't until I got into this program that I heard about, or I checked myself into rehab, that I heard about the shakes, and I thought, oh, my God, that's what that was. And those 3 days that I spent at my parents' house detoxing, I had a lot of the shakes. So I detoxed there, and I checked myself into rehab and for 28 days, and they were the best 28 days of my life. I walked into rehab, and I was the only person out of a group of 43 people. I was the only person who was there by choice, and I was the only person there smiling, and I didn't have a lot of friends at first. Everyone thought, oh, my God, she has issues. Why is she so happy to be here? And that was okay. You know, I was there because I wanted to be there. You know, I was so broken and desperate at that time. And I thank my God every day that I made it there. So I did rehab. I got out. Went back to work, did 90 meetings in 90 days. The day after I got out of rehab, I went back to that Monday night meeting, and I ran into the woman that I met 10 months prior, and she told me, welcome back, and I asked her if she would be my sponsor this time, for real. And, of course, she accepted. You know, and that was a big thing, and it still kind of is. Like right now, I'm nervous, and I think I still have that fear of rejection, you know, whether it be by one person or a whole room full of people. And that's just a character defect of mine that I'm still working on. But she became my sponsor, and thank God, because she's kept me sober for 2.5 years, you know. Going to meetings, working my steps, being of service. I did 90 meetings in 90 days. I got a commitment. And I didn't just get a coffee maker commitment. They put me straight to secretary. I mean, and thank God, because it's what kept me sober. So in rehab, boy and girl meets in AA. I met a gentleman, and and after rehab, we started living together, and they warned me, you know, no relationships within the first year, and of course, me, I didn't listen, and we are now engaged. We had a daughter on January 8th of 2007, And that's just another miracle, you know, that this program has brought into my life. You know, I went from not having a life to having a beautiful one, and it's all because of you guys and this program. So I got a couple more seconds, and I just want to thank you all very much. It's such an honor and a privilege to be here, and I really appreciate it. And thank you. That's all I got.